We're doing Rav Chalap, we're learning Razi Li, and we're learning the topic of learning Torah. And the next point in the topic is Giluyei HaTorah Al Yedei Achdut. Torah gets revealed through unity. Giluy Torah Lo Yitachen Belo Achdutan Shel Yisrael. The revelation of Torah cannot happen without Am Yisrael being united. Kol Pirud Levavot Mevi LeShikachat HaTorah. Anytime you find divisiveness, anytime you find that people are not connected to one another, that brings about the forgetting of Torah. V'imanu rotzim nasig emet b'Torah tzichem nitromem el ha'mekor nisgav asher rosh Yisrael mofia shama. If we want to attain the truth of Torah, we have to uplift ourselves to the root of Israel, where the source of the light of Israel. V'asher me'or hazeh kibalnu et ha'Torah l'har Sinai. From that light, we receive Torah at Sinai. It says, "Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Vayichan Yisrael neged ahar." Am Yisrael camped opposite the mountain. Over there, it says, "Vayichan," meaning they all camped in unity. Chanukulam neged ahar, belevechad uveatzachat. Everyone camped there, united in spirit, united in intent. Everyone was with the same intentions. And that's why when we say that the greatness of the receiving of Torah at Sinai, because at Sinai we were prepared to receive that greatness. We were united. So when we were united, we were able to reach that high level of a revelation of light that can only be reached when we're united. And that's why even when we see machloket within Torah, we say it's all going to the same place. It's not like Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel disqualified one another. They loved one another. They worked together. And even though there were arguments between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, where they viewed the same object as Tamer Tahor, they had instances where they held this was wrong and they held it was okay. They all respected the other one's opinion as Divrei Elokim Chaim, the words of the Torah, the words of Hashem, Kel Echad Amaran. It was all viewed as coming from Hashem, coming from one source. Now, we really have to understand this a little bit better. Beit Shammai agreed that Beit Hillel's opinion was within the realm of Torah. And Beit Hillel agreed the same about Beit Shammai. So, when the Torah was given with laws of derivation, and the Torah was given with potential outcomes. It's up to the courts to analyze how we derive and what outcome we come to. And so when we look at two opinions within Torah, we don't say one of them's right and the other one's wrong, and so the one that's right is Torah and the one that's wrong is nonsense. We say two opinions that are within the realm of halacha, and in the sense of what did God say, Hashem gave many potentials within the Torah. Hashem gave us the room to decide on many things, where the courts would have to analyze and say, is this right or is that right? The high court would come to a decision in their derivation. So when Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel disagree, so then they're both within the confines, they're within the realm of what the Torah could mean. It could be this way and it could be that way. It's up to the high court to come to a decision. So that's why we look at Beit Shammai as Torah, even though we don't rule like them. And that, says Rav Chalap, is because we're all coming from the same unity, from the same light, we're at the same starting point. We're all within that range.